This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston gave his annual State of the City address last night. He outlined the first steps to bringing universal health care to Colorado's largest city. Denverite's Paolo Shalceda has more.
Johnston promised to launch a task force devoted to delivering a yet-to-be-planned universal child care program.
So over the next 6 months, we will launch a citywide listening conversation, going into neighborhoods to hear from the families and providers at barbershops and nail salons and school pickups. Listening to folks every day, where families are struggling, where providers are stuck.
Johnston says he plans to launch the program within the next 5 years, which would carry into a potential second term should he be reelected. While he hasn't officially filed yet, his annual speech heavily implied he plans to. I'm Paolo Shalceda, Denverite.
Colorado officially has a new wolf pack living in Eagle County. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife confirmed the formation of the new Piney Ridge pack on Wednesday. That means a pair of wolves had pups this spring. Three other family groups also welcomed new litters. The One Ear pack in Jackson County, the Three Creeks pack in Rio Blanco County, and the Copper Creek pack in Pitkin County. Unlike lone wolves, packs tend to live in established territories. State wildlife officials say that makes them easier to track and keep away from livestock. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Getting from downtown Denver to catch a game or a concert at Ball Arena could be safer in the future. The city has officially signed off on allowing the arena's owner to build a pedestrian bridge over Spear Boulevard. The bridge is part of a larger redevelopment project for the whole area. This is CPR News.